Israel, Al Shishi, early of Beis Thomas, Thursday, 10th of July, for the Shah of Springer, Parshas Pinchas.
Good evening to you all. On Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh, among a large list of different schusim that we recall and try to get our Kodesh Baruch Hu to recall, is this one, Rachmona Id Kalon, that Rabbeinu Shalom should remember for us, Kineuse de Pinchas Kino, the Kanos of Pinchas, the Kanoi. And so therefore, the Kanos of Pinchas is obviously a schus for us. Well, what do we mean by the Kanos? We all know that Pinchas took the action that he did at the end of last week's Sedra because of the din, or because of the hanhoga of Boil Aramis, Kanoim Poigimboy. So we don't do this sort of thing, and therefore he took radical action. And we know, because the Torah says this, we start off reading the Sedra, Pinchas bin Loz ben Aaron HaKoyen, Heshivis Chamosi Ma'al B'nei Yisroel, B'Kanoi Is Kinosi. That's the expression the Chumash uses, V'loi Chilisies B'nei Yisroel B'Kinosi, and thereby, because Pinchas took the action that he took, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he would not annihilate Klal Yisrael. They were on a track which was downhill, and Pinchas managed to stop it. So certainly, the way it's portrayed in our Sedra, it is a schus for us that Pinchas took the action that he did. Now, let's just move to the end of the Sedra, and a little bit further than that, to the Haftarah. Now, in most years, we do not line the Haftarah of Pinchas. What we do instead is line the first of the Sholosh de Poronuso, because that's when Pinchas usually is after Shiva Asa B'Tamas, and therefore the Haftarah of Pinchas is normally the first of the Sholosh de Poronuso. This year is different. Now it happens relatively rarely. In the last 10 years it's happened 4 times, but before that it didn't happen for 21 years. So the Levush says that it's quite a rare occurrence in the fullness of time, that we very rarely read this particular Haftarah. Now, as you know, a Haftarah is chosen by our Chachomim for 2 criteria. One of the criteria is that it's got a connection with the Sedra, and the other criterion is that it has something to do with the calendar event, what is going on at this particular time. So normally, it's the calendar that is dominating, because Parshas Pinchas usually occurs after Shiva Asa B'Tamas, and therefore the calendar is telling us that the Haftarah we should read is the first of the Sholosh de Poronuso. But this year, because it happens before, and it's a rare event, therefore we are choosing something. In fact, it's from Malachim, and it deals with Eliyahu. It deals with Eliyahu HaNavi, and therefore it's got a shaychus with this week's Sedra for 2 reasons. Firstly, as you know, Chazal tell us, Eliyahu Zeh Pinchas. So there is a connection between Pinchas and Eliyahu, whether they transfer neshamas, or whether Pinchas lives in some way. I don't know the Kabbalistic angles to it. But Chazal say, Pinchas Zeh Eliyahu. So we have 2 types of Pinchas. We have Pinchas Mark 1 in the Sedra that we have, Parshas Pinchas. And we have Pinchas Mark 2 in the Haftarah in the form of Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, if you have a look at what's going on here, we start in the middle of a story, and the Haftarah begins, Vayaged Achav li'Izevel eskol asha'asa Eliyahu. So that's how the Haftarah starts, that Achav is telling Izevel what Eliyahu did. Now, okay, so we've got the Haftarah, and I'm going to read a bit of it, because there are some events that happened in the first part of this Haftarah. And then what happens is that Eliyahu gets into a situation where he has to flee. And it says, Vayobay Shomel Ma'ora, he goes to this Ma'ora, Vayolin Shom Behine Deva Hashem Elo, Vayoyme Ma'alacho Poi Eliyahu. And the Rabbeinu Shalom asks him, what are you doing here? And he says, as a response, and here's our answer, at least our superficial answer, of the connection between the Haftarah and the Sedra, you'll see immediately what it is. Vayomer, and Eliyahu answers, you ask me what I'm doing here, Kanoi ki nesi la Hashem elakei tzavois. I was taking radical action. I was taking kanos. Yeah, I was a kanoi on behalf of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Ki ozvu bericha b'nei Yisrael es mizbechai checha harosu es nivyecha harogu b'chorev v'yivosa ani levadi v'yivakshis nafshi lekachta. I'm left on my own, says Eliyahu, and they're actually searching for me to kill me. So that is where we come in, and obviously the combination, the comparison between the Loshen that Eliyahu is using, Kaneis Kenosi, and the Loshen that's used in the Seder, the Pasuk we read before, is obvious. So there we got that initial connection, but it's actually much deeper than that. In order to set the scene, what I'd like to do is to go back in history a little bit, and to talk about how we got into this situation in the first place. So this is Melachim Yutes, yeah, one part, couple of psukim from Yutches, and then Melachim Yutes. But in fact, you know, the story starts much earlier than that, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin sets the scene. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us the following. It's in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, for those that want the reference, that it came to a head that eventually Eliyahu made a certain shvua. Let's have a look at what the story is. What was happening was Eliyahu HaNavi and Achav walked together to be Menachem Avil. They're going to a Shiva visit. And they were visiting this man called Chiel. What had Chiel done? Or what was he? Shebonu es Yerichai, v'kobe es Abena Acharon, v'kol bonov, kekilalos Yoshua. Yoshua had laid a cherem on a Yerichai, that nobody may rebuild it. And this Chiram decided he was going to build it. And as he was building it, one by one his sons died, until the last bit where he hung the gates on the walls of the city after he built it, his last son died. Okay, it's another schmooze as to how he couldn't have put the two together and realized that his sons were dying because of the Kilalas Yoshua, as I say, another schmooze. But this is the fact. And so there is Achav, and there is Eliyahu going towards the Shiva, and they're going to be Menachem Avil, this man. And they're talking while they're walking. And Omaloi Achav Eliyahu, and Achav turns to Eliyahu and makes the following remark. He says, Heich Efsha, I've got kasha for you. Heich Efsha, Shekililas HaTalmid Niskaimo, the klola of the Talmid, who is Yeshua, that's Niskaimo. Look at this man Chiel, he's lost all his sons because of the klola of Yeshua. The Kililas HaRav Noi Niskaimo. But his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, and his klola, Loi Niskaimo, did not come true. How so? Shari Moshe Rabbi Shel Yoshua Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and we say it all the time, every day, every single day, Vasartim, Vavadatim, and Hima Cherim, that we turn to other gods, and the result will be Vaotsahas Hashamayim Veloyemato. The heavens will dry up, there will be no rain, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells us. If you worship other gods, then that's what's going to happen. There's going to be no rain. And look, says Achav, look at us. And therefore, we got that klala, but it's not coming true. For who be Israel? We are worshipping Avodah Zorah all over the place. He says, for Afal be Cain, and despite the fact that we're worshipping Avodah Zorah, Yoyred, Moto, Harber, we are getting so much rain. I'll tell you how much. We can't make our way to the churches. We can't get our way to the base of Avodah Zorah because there's so much rain. The roads are awash with rain. So therefore, the kasher is that how is that Yeshua's klala came true? Moshe Rabbeinu's klala does not come true. At that, when he heard that, Eliyahu uttered a shvua, Vayom Eliyahu Elachov, Chai Hashem, Elakei Yisrael, Asher Madati Lefona Bimiya Ashonim Oile Talamota. He declares an official declaration of a drought. This drought goes on for 3 years. And this drought has a devastating effect on Klal Yisrael. In fact, they continue with their Avodah Zorah. They don't seem to do anything about it. At the end of the 3 years, you know, it's getting really bad, really sad. And this leads to the famous argument and the famous competition between Eliyahu and the priests of Baal. So the priests of Baal build a Mizbeach. We all know the story. This is actually the Haftorah of Kisiso, because the Kisiso deals with Avodah Zorah, and therefore the priests of Baal, yeah, etc. So this is the Haftorah there, and it ends off in a wonderful finale where both of them build a base, both of them build a Mizbeach, and Eliyahu soaks his Mizbeach. And they both daven, they both pray to their various gods, him to Baal and Eliyahu to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And you know the result. The Baal doesn't burn, no fire comes down, and Eliyahu's fire comes down. and consumes the korban and the mizbeach and all the ground around it, clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that at the end of this whole event, all Klal Yisrael say, Hashemu Elokim, Hashemu Elokim, and that's how our Torah ends. So that is the prelude to our Haftorah of this week that I started reading before. That's where we come into our story here. And therefore, as a result of all that, Eliyahu kills the 400 priests of Baal, and now we come to our Haftorah, Vayaged Achav Lizevel Eskola She'osa Eliyahu Eskola She'horag Eskola Nevim B'cherev, that Achav is reporting back to Izebel. She seems to be the more powerful of the two. And Vatishlach Izebel Malach El Eliyahu, so Izebel sends a message to Eliyahu, a messenger to Eliyahu, Leimai, Koy Yasen Lekim V'Koyo Sifun, so God did, V'Koyo Sifun Ki Ba'es Kais Mocha Osim Es Nafshecha Kenefesh Achad Mehem. Tomorrow I will get after you, and you will be as dead as they. That's what she says to him. Now, interestingly enough, nothing to do with our theme, but I heard a very nice word when I heard Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zatzal, speak. And he said on this particular posuk that we have a little problem here. If we examine the posuk, Izebel sends a message to Eliyahu, tomorrow I'm coming after you. Why tomorrow? She's got a rebellion on her hands. Yeah, this woman is promoting Avodah Zorah, and Klal Yisrael are saying, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. She's got a rebellion on us. Dispatch it now. Deal with it now. Why tomorrow? And the word he said was this, very interesting. The word he said was, today, Eliyahu, you're a hero. I can't touch you. Yeah, you're hearing, won't let me anywhere near you and my guards. Tomorrow, they'll have forgotten the miracle. It'll fade away in their minds. Tomorrow, I'll get you. That's something that bears on a very nice Ashkophatic Inyan. You know, miracles are not which make our religion. It's something else. It's not miracles. Miracles fade. Back to our subject. So, we have here that Izebel is threatening Eliyahu, and therefore, and that's why he goes on the run, as I mentioned before. Okay, he goes on the run, and he is confronted then by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this Ma'ora. This particular Ma'ora, by the way, is the same Ma'ora that Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hashem Hashem, the Yud Gimel Midas. That's the Ma'ora Nikra Vatsur. It's the same Ma'ora. Eliyahu finds himself there, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him. And he says what he says. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, what are you doing here? Malach HaPoi. And he says, here I've taken up cudgels for you, because Klal Yisrael are not carrying a ki ozva brischa b'nei Yisrael's misbechecha horosu, they're destroying your misbechois, etc. And therefore I'm making an accusation, so to speak, against Klal Yisrael, because that's what they did, and therefore I had to take action. The Ramah tells us that there is a minig on Moitzer Shabbos, we all know this minig, that we mention Eliyahu HaNavi, we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi, and there are lots of different minhagim that Klal Yisrael practice on Moitzer Shabbos. What's the reason? What's Eliyahu got to do with Moitzer Shabbos? And the Maharil explains the following. Maharil says, Masha noyagim loyme psukim de Eliyahu atishbi b'moitzoi Shabbos with zmirois is all based on a Tosefta. Yeah, it's based on a Brisa. And the Brisa says as follows. Yoishev Eliyahu tachas Eitzachayim. That on Moitzoi Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi sits beneath the Eitzachayim in Olam Emes, v'kos of zechuyois shel shoyme Shabbos. Of course, Shabbos is one of the brisois. And Eliyahu HaNavi writes down the schusim of all the Eden that keep Shabbos. That's his job on Moitzer Shabbos. So he sits in Shemaim and writes these schusim. And why does he do this? Why does he do it himself? Surely he can get somebody else to do it. What is the speciality about writing the schusim of Klal Yisrael who keep Shabbos on Moitzer Shabbos? And the Tur in Reish Samach Hei says the following. This is, now we're moving to Hilchus Brismila in Yoredeya. Hilchus Brismila, the Tur writes as follows. Right at the end of Reish Samach Hei, he says, V'noyegin al pi ha-medrash la'sois kisei le'eliyohu, that is the kisei shel Eliyahu, the one we call kisei shel Eliyahu, and it's a kibbut, you have to mechabed somebody to be kisei shel Eliyahu. It's a kibbut. Why? And he quotes our Haftorah, because Eliyahu said that kinei kineisi la'ashem, kate's voice, etc., kiozvu, and he quotes Eliyahu, and therefore that's the reason why Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris. Because omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecha, the fact that you said what you said to me, ki ozvu b'nei Yisrael, es habris, ag omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha, I make a shvua, she'ein oisim bris mila, ad shetira b'neicha. No bris milah will be made in Klal Yisrael until you go and you watch it. So in other words, Eliyahu is given a chiyuv, a job to do, which is to watch bris milah, to be there at the bris milah, and therefore he has a special chair, the kisei shel Eliyahu. You've got to be there, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan hiskimu chachomim la'asos kisei shel Eliyahu. Therefore, the chachomim incorporated into the whole ceremony of bris milah, they incorporated the idea of a kisei shel Eliyahu. Fine. And kisei shel Eliyahu is there, and that's why he's called Hinei Malach HaBris. The boyel says that as he's preparing all his instruments, etc. Hinei Malach HaBris. Now, the commentary on this tour is the Prisha, and the Prisha says the following. I'm a little bit confused about this tour. You know, if you read the tour, it does imply, you know, you can read it both ways. Yesh darshim lishvach, v'yesh darshim lignai. Let's start off with shvach, says the Prisha. When the Rebbeinu Shalom says chayecha, that you're going to attend every bris, since he said kanei kanesi, well, that seems to be a compliment. You said kanei kanesi, you took up the cudgels for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took up the means of fighting the degradation of where Klal Yisrael were at that time, and therefore kanei kanesi, therefore as a reward, you're getting this special schus that you will attend all the bris in. Given to Atah Mekanei LaHashem, since you are Mekanei LaHashem, you are a kanoi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al mitzvahs mila, that means not just mitzvahs mila, but all the brisois, Shabbos we've talked about, and now we're talking about bris mila, all the brisois, noson Hashem yisborach zeh l'scharoi, so it's a schar for this man, for Eliyahu Anovi, to be the Malach HaBris, as a reward for taking up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cause. That's yesh dorshim l'shvach. Says the Prisha of a Yesh Darshim Lignai. We can read it the other way. And the Loshen is Mashmakein. He says, now you get invited to all the Brisois, perhaps. And you become the guardian angel of Brisois, Malach HaBris. And, well, so far the Pshat, that Eliyahu is that, of course. Yesh Darshim Lignai, when the Baruch Shalom says, Chayecha She'enois in Bris Mila Archetira Beinecha, that I make a Shvua, that you're not going to have a Bris until you, Eliyahu, see it. Because you see, and you accuse Klal Yisrael of not carrying out the brisois. So now, as a kapora for that, you have got to attend all the brisois to see that they actually are carrying it out. And you will see that what you said was wrong. And in fact, the Loshon of the Torah does seem to imply the second way rather than the first way. And nevertheless, despite the fact the Loshon of the Torah is that it's a sort of accusation against Eliyahu because you're pointing the finger at them, ki ozvu, yeah, they are letting go of the brisois. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you've got to attend it and you've got to see it and you'll see how wrong you were. That's what the Loshon seems to imply. Nevertheless, the Prisha says, it's difficult for me to explain, you know, that Eliyahu is being criticized that way. But nevertheless, the Torah stands. So we have Eliyahu appearing on Matzah Shabbos to affirm the Bris of Shabbos that Klal Yisrael are keeping, Bris Beinia Beincha, and the Brisois Bris Mila, and Zekis Eshel Eliyahu, and he has this special role. Okay, now we came to the first part of our Haftorah, where the Rabbeinu Shalom asks Eliyahu, Malachapoy, now he's on the run, and he gets to this Nikras Hatzur, he gets to this Ma'ora, which is the Nikras Hatzur, that special place, that special Ma'ora, the cave. And the Rosh Hashanah asks him, Malach HaPoy, and he answers the answer that I've repeated many times, Kanei Kanesi. And then there's a gap in this Haftorah, and the Chachomim say, Chazal say, it's a gap of 3 hours. And in Stunt, we've got this 3 hours, Sholoi Shois, which we mention during the Oshanas. Right, during the Oshanas, it's a special 3 hours. 3 hours, the Baruch Shalom waits. And then he asks him exactly the same. And the whole story repeats itself all over again. The Baruch Shalom asks him, Malach HaPoy. And he repeats the same speech. I'll read it for you if you don't believe me. I've turned the page. Exactly the same words. I haven't compared word for word, but they are the same words. And as a result of that, the Baruch Shalom basically says, I think the modern term is, he lets Eliyahu go. And he says, go and get Elisha and appoint Elisha. In fact, Eliyahu is given his marching orders. In other words, those 3 hours were meant for contemplation. In fact, there's a bit of a Musa drasha you'll see in the Haftorah that he says, that Rabbi Shalom says to him, Acha Rash, Eish, Ruach, etc. There are a few phenomena happening here. I'll read it quickly because I don't want to go into it. And he said, Seva Malta to Behal Ibn Hashem, Hina Hashem, Oiva Ruach, Gedoyla, Bechazuk, and Mshabbos Sloim, this Ruach will break rocks. Neshem loy bruach Hashem. You won't find Hashem in the wind. V'yacha haruach rash loy barash Hashem. You won't find Hashem in the rash, in the storm. V'acha rash eish loy ba'eish Hashem. It's not there either. Where do you find it? Kol demon modako. That's where you'll find it. Okay, busa shmuz to Eliyahu. And so Rabbi Hashem was waiting 3 hours and asked him the question again, and he gave exactly the same answer. And as a result of it, Eliyahu is given his marching orders. So, at that point, that's what the Rabbi Shalom does, because Eliyahu should have used other words. And this is what the Mephoshim say. And in the meantime, just let me tell you another short story in the Gemara. Resh Lakish and Rabbi Avohu are walking, and they come to a town in Caesarea somewhere. And Rabbi Avohu says, this town is full of Mecharfin, Megadfin. Yeah, they're terrible people here. And Resh Lakish stoops down and takes a handful of sand and stuffs it in his mouth. Stuffs it in Rabbi Avohu's mouth. And says to him, in this language, Eina HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotsu lemi she'omer dilturim al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want words of criticism to Klal Yisrael. You don't criticize Klal Yisrael. And he stopped up his mouth with sand. And that's the point. And that's exactly what Eliyahu did. Twice he criticized Klal Yisrael, ki ozvu, and therefore he's got to attend all the brisois to be the scribe and to attest to the fact that Klal Yisrael are keeping the brisois. So therefore, every Masa Shabbos and every bris, as we've said. Now, why do we treat Pinchas and Eliyahu differently? Listen to what the Gemara says about Pinchas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following, that Pinchas, as opposed to Eliyahu, his second incarnation, so to speak. In this week's Seder, it's got Vayu Amesim b'Magefa Arbo v'Estrem Elef. There were 24,000 who died in the Magefa following this whole incident. Behind the Dechsev, Vayamoid Pinchas v'Yafalel. That Pinchas stood v'Yafalel. Now, the Gemara says, Omar Reloza, v'Yispalel loinema. It doesn't say v'Yispalel, which would mean to pray, to daven. It says, Ela v'Yafalel. What is that? You know, in Al-Chetz we have Al-Pelilim. And you'll see that it's always to do with judges. Pelilim is always a vikuach of some sort. There's an argument, huh? Plalti, that's right. That means it's some sort of vikuach. That's right. So, Vayafaleli says, Melamed, says Rabbi Loza, Kaviyochel, she'osa pelilus in koine. Pinchas started arguing with the Rabbeinu Shaloylam. So, Bikshu, Malachai Ashores of Dochvoy. So, the Malachai Ashores, you know, you don't speak like that up here. Okay, you don't talk to Rabbeinu Shaloylam like that. So here's Pinchas saying, defense of Klal Yisrael, and this raging plague is going on. So Pinchas says, you've got to stop for this. Yeah, 24,000 people have died. And so he's doing an argument, he's carrying out an argument with the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the Malachim want to stoop him away. And so the Rabbeinu Shloim says, oh no. So Omar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, Hanichaloi, no, let him be. Because he is a kanoi ben kanoi. He's a kanoi ben kanoi, meaning that he's not only a kanoi when it comes to fighting against Klal Yisrael when they're doing the wrong thing, as he did, he stuck the spear in the two people, and we know the story. Not only that, but he's a kanoi as well when it comes to defending Klal Yisrael, which is what Eliyahu didn't do. He was a kanoi on the one hand when he was chastising the Yidden and telling them they're doing wrong, yes. He didn't defend Klal Yisrael at all when he was talking to the Rabbeinu Shlom. He used the term Kiyazvu. And therefore, Pinchas is different. He's a Kanoi ben Kanoi who Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chema. He is the one that for his work and his time, for this reason, I wasn't like Chelisis ben Yisrael. That's why I didn't destroy Klal Yisrael. Because of what Pinchas did. And therefore, the important thing we're learning from here is that Pinchas saved Klal Yisrael. And the thing that we've learned from this is not to criticize, especially when we're talking to our Kodesh Baruch, we don't criticize Klal Yisrael. If you've got something to say to somebody, you've got to say it. It's chiyuv. Yes, we say Musa at certain occasions. But we don't criticize Klal Yisrael because that's a kitrug that will rebound on us. Now let me insert something. Before I said when we began that this Haftorah is purely because of the Sedra and we're leaving aside the calendar, yeah? The reason why we're aligning the Haftorah because of a calendar. Sometimes one, sometimes the other. And in fact, I'm going to tell you that there is actually a calendarical connection as well. A very interesting thing. That the Darsakenim Balatoysis in Parshas Noach points out the following. that what he does, what the Das HaKeinim does in Parshas Noach, he gives us a timeline of all the events of the flood, when it started, when it stopped, etc. And he tells us through this timeline that after 40 days after the flood has stopped, Veishoko Mayim, and it was already going down, it was abating, that's when Noach opened the window. This was Yud Tavis, he tells us. So Yud Tavis, a few days ago, Noach opened the window, and that's when he let out the Oirev. And the Oirev flew this way and that way, and he came back. In fact, the Oirev, we shall see, started complaining, why me? Why are you sending me out? Anyway, so he waited 7 days, and on Shiva Osavatamas, he sent out the Yoinah. So he sent out the Yoinah, and the Yoinah then went and did his Shlichus, but not at first, because it says, V'loi Motso Yoinah Menoyach. And he points out, this is a remez, that Shiva Osavatamas is going to be a difficult time for Eden. Presumably because the Yoinah is always, compared to the Eden, and therefore this is going to be a different, difficult time for Eden. So this period between Yud Tammuz and Yud Zayin Tammuz is this particular period when Yoinah opened the window and therefore let out these birds in order to do their shlichus. And also that there is a remez here that this is going to be a difficult time. And the Medrash says that the Oirev was hoylech v'shoiv, hoylech v'shoiv, and it's going backwards and forwards. And at first, Noach, after the complaints of the Oirev, the raven complains, why me? Why choosing me? Choose somebody else, something else. So Noach didn't want to take him back. You're no good to anybody. We can't eat you, you're a trefer bird. We can't bring you as a korban, you're not a royal korban. So Noach wanted to reject him. The Rabban Sham says to him, no, accept him. Why? Because one day there is going to be a shlichus. In the distant future, there's going to be a tzaddik. That the time when Yevoshe Samayim, the drought that Eliyahu Anovi causes, at that time Eliyahu need feeding, and this bird, this Oirevim that's in the Pasuk, brought Eliyahu Anovi Lechem Ubosar, and therefore there is still a Shlichus. So in other words, from back then we have a Shlichus with our Haftorah of Eliyahu Anovi, even with that, and so the Haftorah has also got a connection with the calendar in this particular period of Yud to Yud Zayin. So one day this is going to be required, and when we sing about Eliyahu in the final analysis, the Psukim in the Nevi'im, the final analysis is that also mentions Eliyahu in Malachi, which are the last two Psukim in Nevi'im, the last very two Psukim in Nevi'im, and we tuck a line this Haftorah on Shabbos HaGodol, and it says Hine Anoche Shelech Lefenechas Eliyahu. It says actually Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hanovi Lifnei Boy Yoim HaGodol Ba'anoira. So hence Shabbos HaGodol, Godol Ba'anoira, Ve'heshiv Leib Bonim, Ve'heshiv Leib Ovos Al Bonim, Ve'leib Bonim Al Ovos. And the job is, when people get together, we should defend Klal Yisrael. This is a Basura Toiva, that one day Eliyahu Anovi will come, and he'll bring a Basura Toiva, that there is going to be a Melech Mashiach, and we hope that the Melech Mashiach will attend and come to us, Bimheira B'yameinu.